Welcome to the Chill Cavern podcast number one. This podcast was recorded on the 15th of February, 2019. My name's Shadow Wolf, and I've got my other host here, Cameron.
Hello there.
Hello there.
Hello there. It's Obi-Wan Kenobi.
Yes. Yeah, so this is awesome podcast, a new podcast, going up on a bunch of platforms. We're practically new to doing a massive podcast platform thing, but hey.
We'll see how it goes.
Let's see how we goes. Yeah. So, how are you doing, Cameron? How are you doing?
I'm not too bad. It's 8 o'clock in the morning and I've eaten breakfast already. And now I'm here recording a podcast.
Remember last time we recorded a podcast? We'll talk about that later.
Oh yeah. How are you doing, though?
Yeah, I'm doing good. It's 18 past 9 in the morning.
I see.
This is my second coffee of the day. I got up at 6 a.m. and I had to deal with American customer service because their customer service hours closes. They close at 9 a.m. and so I had to get up early in the morning to deal with it. That's not what I wanted to do.
No.
Morning, but how was your week this week? Let's give it a rating out of 10 and then give me a highlight.
A solid 7.
7? What is
the
that?
The highlight, 7. Just 7.
Okay, just 7 then. Yeah. So, I'd go for, I don't know, 5 or 6, one of the two.
Average week then.
It is a pretty average week, yeah.
Fair enough.
I got 4. I don't know if it's pretty average, but I got an interview for a traineeship, which I'm going for. And then I also got accepted for $1,000 scholarship as well. And government's giving me money.
Hey, that's pretty good.
It is pretty good. Yeah. So, now on the run sheet, because we're really new to this, we're going to move on to the next part. And we're just going to bang off some introductory questions to get you guys to...
be a bit familiar with who we are.
Yeah, that one.
Yeah.
So, if you want to start with the first question.
From the top, whereabouts do you live? To state and capital city. I'm not really sure. I want to give my full address here.
That might be full podcast, address there before.
That might be podcast number 2.
Podcast number 2, full address.
full docs coming out by 4. Alright.
State and capital city.
Yep. I live in Queensland, nearest Brisbane. I don't live in Brisbane, I live close to Brisbane.
Lol.
Yeah.
Dirty Queenslander. That's what Dirty I always say to you.
That's true.
Alright. So, I live in New South Wales, and my capital city is Sydney. Yes, it is. So then... Cameron, what do you like to do in your spare time?
In my spare time, I play a lot of volleyball. I'm okay at that. So, yeah, training with friends and that, inside and outside of school, preparing for, like, different tournaments and stuff, just being an athlete, I guess. Unlike Fat Shadow Wolf.
Hey, whoa, we stopped right there.
Uncalled for,
exactly.
My apologies.
I apologies. Sorry if you hear this, it's just the stand that's slowly rusting away.
Yeah. So what do you do in your spare time?
What I do in my spare time is I work... At the moment, I've just been currently working on... What am I working on? Oh, yeah. I've been working on a lot of development work, so I've been really getting into working with development languages such as, like, you know, HTML and JavaScript as well. And also kind of working with databases a bit now as well. And I've been building applications for people and hosting them myself. Yeah. So what is your current level of education? Cool. What do you do?
Right now, I'm in year 11 high school. I don't know where that is in America or any other, but here it's year 11. So I got 2 years left of school to go.
Grade something.
Thank you.
You're in grade something.
I'm in grade something.
Yep. So then my current level of education is I'm in like college, tertiary education.
He's a big boy.
I'm a big boy. I'm a thick boy. Well, big boy. Stop right there.
Yeah.
And it's not like normal high school. I'm studying information technology, so a generalized IT course type thing. Yeah. And so speaking of what we're currently studying, that's meant to be the next question. But do you have a job? And if you do, state your role.
State your role. I do. I work at Woolworths, which is like a... would you compare it to the Walmart of Australia? Without the guns?
Without the guns and the yodeling kid.
That's true.
I don't know. I've never been to a Walmart, let alone been to America. Yeah, I have no clue. I don't know, it's just a huge shopping complex and there's multiple of them around Australia.
There's a lot of them, yeah.
And what do you do?
I'm one of the cashier people, so I gotta stand there, pretend to be nice to you and then take all your money at the end.
And then pocket some for yourself, of course.
Of course.
So in your future, what do you plan to do in terms of career?
In terms of career, I'm looking at going to the medical industry, be a doctor. Yeah, that's what I'm doing.
You do the heels on people?
I do the heels. It's going on my like university resume. It's like, why do you want to apply for this course to do the heels?
To do the heels. I want you to put that on there, no balls.
It's going on there.
Good. I'm going to make sure that I reference this podcast when it comes to you doing your resume.
Hell yeah.
I really just choked on my coffee. To do the heels. So for me, in terms of future career, I think I either want to do level 2 help desk work, which is, so level 1 is literally you're sitting on a phone typing out to a computer what the person's problem is, but level 2 is you're a call out agent. So you get the report, you go out to their company and you fix what their issue is.
That's cool.
And it's either that or I want to be an IT form of officer in a workplace. I get to deal with everyone's computers and handle their policies and stuff like that, which is really epic.
That's cool. Next question. Good. If you had to describe yourself using 3 words, what would it be?
I am boring. It's not really describing myself. That's just a sentence. Ow. Describing myself, man. I don't know. Boring, uninteresting. This is just what I think of myself.
Fair.
Really? Yeah, it's fair.
Hmm.
What do you think?
Boring. Fairly introverted. I'm very antisocial around most people. And, heels.
That's fair. Yeah, so I think we're done with that section. Let's move on to the next one. So this is a section where we're just, it's a bunch of like kind of get to know you like icebreaker questions, and this like beginning podcast is kind of just setting a baseline of like what this entire podcast is about and just what we have in store for the podcast, because
bit of an introduction to the whole podcast.
That's the one. And we're going to add some memes and stuff into it as well, like chatting and talking and stuff. Yeah. Mm. So, first one. If you could have an endless supply of food, what would you get?
Endless supply. Of any food.
And only one.
Only one. Ooh. Probably spaghetti bolognese.
Oh, man. That's a good one.
That is a good one.
I don't know. What am I feeling right now? I'd like to go for the classic Australian meat pie, but I also really want to go for something like, you know, a like a Domino's pizza.
Domino's
with
pizza.
Stuffed crust.
Stuffed. Solid.
Solid. Not the Domino's pizza though, because that would be weird.
Yeah, that's weird.
Yep. So the next one is, if you were an animal, what would you be and why? I'd be a dog, straight up, because I'm a good boy.
He is a good boy. Probably a penguin, so I can live as far away from society as possible.
Jeez.
That's fair. That and I think penguins are like really cool.
That's fair.
Yeah.
So what's your favourite thing to do in the summertime?
Sit in my air-conditioned room all day doing nothing to help society.
Okay, I'll just stop there. Stop you right there. Something that I like to do in the summertime is I volunteer on camps and I go away for like 2 or 3 weeks.
Mm.
And then after that, I come back and I do nothing because I hate holidays so much.
I know.
I hate having a break. And when I'm on holidays, it's boring. I hate holidays. The only thing that I do, what I'm doing at the moment, is I'm slowly working my way through like 360 gigabytes of a Fortnite folder. Recordings from July the 3rd in 2018. I had to cut a little bit of the podcast since Cameron's internet cut out. And so it was a little bit of a moment where he had to go reconnect his internet. It's an interesting moment though. But resuming on with the podcast. Did you do, what's your favourite thing to do in summer?
Oh, right. Summer. Yeah, I don't do much during summer. I generally just sit down in my room on my computer all day in air conditioning.
Yeah, that's right, in air conditioning. So volleyball doesn't run during summer, does it?
No. We do have one comp in summer, which is our national tournament.
That's right. Yeah, you went away for a while.
Yeah, I went away for a week there.
Oh.
And then they do some beach volleyball, but I don't do much beach. Just indoor.
Huh.
Yeah.
So the next one is, if you could visit any place in the world, where would you choose to go and why?
Any place in the world. I would like to go just to see what it's like over there, but I wouldn't mind going to America actually. Just
have a little bit of a road trip around America, go see some stuff.
Go see Venny, dude.
Go see Venny, knock on his door, it's like, g'day.
G'day, mate.
Get Venny. Take him back to Australia.
He's ours now.
America, Trump, you can't have him.
You can't have him.
Trump gets his cobblestone generator out. I'm going to build a wall so that you can't come back. Immigration stops you.
Border security.
21 Savage. Sip Steve.
Oh, dear.
Screams in English.
Screams in Australian.
Cries in French. So I'm gonna go past this one because we've already done that
one. Yeah, we've done that one.
So are you a morning or a night person?
I'm very, very much a night person.
I am very much a night person as well. I hardly function getting out of bed any time after 10 o'clock. I'm surprised how I'm actually out of bed right now. Yeah. So the next one is, if someone made a movie of your life, would it be a drama, a comedy, a romantic comedy, action film, or science fiction?
Science fiction. I don't exist.
Oh, okay.
Probably a drama or something like that.
I mean, there's a lot of drama in your family.
Oh, yeah.
It's like, you unplugged the router. All I wanted to do was play Fortnite and get the victory royale.
I just drop a chair on his back, like, shut up, little boy.
Is that a chair on his back?
Yes.
Okay. Don't know why you... Okay, I'm not going to ask.
Don't.
No, no, asking. See,
that's why it's a drama, you see.
Yeah.
It's unpredictable.
Unpredictable, you don't know what's going to happen next. Yeah,
exactly.
I think mine would be a comedy. And just forever, it will have the Seinfeld theme going in the background.
It just plays it on repeat for the whole time.
Yeah, that's basically my life.
Fair.
It's a poor comedy show. Oh, actually, I've never seen Seinfeld, so I can't. No, Big Bang Theory, all the laughter tracks.
Oh dear.
Let's see, if you could meet any historical figure, who would you choose and why?
Any historical figure.
Any historical figure. I already know who I'd choose.
Who would you choose?
I'd choose Jesus. I actually really want to have a chat, sit down with Jesus, talk to J-Dog.
Fair enough.
That'd be an interesting conversation.
That would be. If I probably David Sebiston, I don't know how to say it. He's one of the early innovators of cardiothoracic surgery.
I see.
And stuff, so he'd be a cool person to sit down and talk to.
I see. So, what, explain what the podcast is. Oh, wait, well, I'm reading out my own notes. So, this podcast, right?
This podcast, the one it's you're epic. Listening to now.
Yeah, the one that you're listening to right now, and you're either listening to it on YouTube, or you're listening to it on Spotify, or
iTunes,
or Google Play.
Yeah,
you're listening to it on any of those platforms, and basically, this podcast, right? It's super epic, and we're just going to be sitting down, we're going to be having a chat about, you know, it, whether it's news topics, we're talking about memes, or, you know, other stuff as well. You guys can ask questions and submit topics via our email, and our email is, I can't believe I got this email, but chillcabin@gmail.com.
We got it.
Yeah,
I don't know how.
Yeah,
oh, we did.
So, we really want this to be a community-oriented podcast, which, you know, you guys can submit topics, you can submit questions, and stuff like that. And so,
the old one where we just
talked
about whatever we want for an hour.
Let's talk about the... so we had a previous attempt at the podcast. We had like 2 or 3 episodes, and they were all live... No,
only one was live streamed.
Only one was live streamed. The others were just recorded.
Yeah.
And we had someone else on the podcast as well, and that was Snow. Snow, come
Snow,
back.
Snow hung around for one episode, and then he dipped.
After a controversy that we had with someone.
Long story behind that.
There's a long story. Hey, let's tell that story sometime. Maybe on the next podcast.
Maybe on the next one. Podcast.
Yeah. And if people who were involved in that story, if you want to come on the podcast,
hit us up.
hit us up. You're free to. Yeah. We're not gonna censor you. If you want to, if you want to write out a statement to be heard on the podcast, do that too. We're not about censorship on the podcast. We freely want to express everyone's opinions.
Exactly. Yeah.
Mm. We're not like the some people who want to change the truth and tell the community something that's not true and what they don't want, what that's just not the truth.
I'm not naming anyone in particular. No, here, not.
Yeah, we're not naming anyone.
Not at all.
Yeah. Yeah. So, you can ask questions. You can submit topics via our email, chillcabin@gmail.com. You can also join our Discord.
Join our Discord. See what's happening in there and have a chat with us if you see us around.
Yeah, you see announcements and stuff regarding the podcast and many other things that, you know, comes about in the future. We'll have a little channel which we'll drop announcements in every time when a podcast episode is pushed out to, or whenever the podcast is available on a new platform, we'll make an announcement about it. I have no clue if we're going to get a Twitter. I really don't want to get one, but yeah, if we do, I'll work on it. Yeah. That's so cool. Yeah, and also something that I got was a subreddit, because I see, like, you know, some podcasts that I listen to. So some podcasts that I listen to is podcasts like the Rooster Teeth podcast, Off Topic, which is a part of the Rooster Teeth kind of franchise type thing. I listen to, you know, Beyond the Pine, the Misfits podcast. It's classic. It's gold. I love it.
I haven't heard that one. I'm going to subscribe to it right now, actually.
You should subscribe to it right now. It's got all the boys from the Misfits, like Zuckles, Swagger Souls, and Jay, and Fitz.
Fitz? Yeah. Hell yeah.
And Toby on the telly, I think he is now. Not John on the radio. Yeah, and all of them have moved to Melbourne now. So they all live in Australia.
That's cool.
Yeah, and they've all got... I think they're working on a podcast studio and they're going to start doing weekly video podcasts. Because at the moment, they're just putting it on a normal platform type thing. And I also listen to the Campcast, which is from I'm Alex and James Marion. Yeah. Yeah, and cool. I've just been taking some ideas and just trying to fiddle around with it, trying to see how we can make this podcast better for a community experience. And something that they do is, you know, they have a subreddit. You can feel free to subscribe to the subreddit. There's nothing on there, but I plan to be active on the platform, and any topics or questions that come from the Reddit, I will pull from the Reddit and the emails as well. And the subreddit is r/chillgabin. Still don't know how I got that. yeah, so hell, you've got the email and you've got the subreddit. Yeah.
Very cool.
So
that being said, we also plan to be very very community interaction based. Like, that'll be one of our main priorities here on the podcast. So a lot we want to do there, such as guest invitations, so inviting different people to come on the podcast and just speak and talk and that about whatever we're talking about, and just getting more diversity in terms of other people, because it gets boring just having two people talk all the time.
Yeah, and yeah, we and we're also going to do, you know, as I said before, user submitted topics, a community Q&A. We're also, from on the YouTube side, we're going to take a comment of the week. So we're going to take a comment from the previous podcast comments, and we're going to feature it in the next podcast. And if it's, you know, a question or even just a comment or anything, we'll discuss it type thing. And we're also going to do that on the podcast side, So the visuals, the audio side, and we're going to go on iTunes, once I figure out how to do it, go on iTunes and grab a review. So take a review from the iTunes reviews section, and we'll feature on the next podcast then. Yeah.
Cool.
So, my software says that we're half an hour into the podcast. We're halfway through the podcast, so we have a lot of time to do.
We do, yeah. The other stuff.
We thought that we were going to go insanely over time, and we planned way too many.
Too much stuff, but now we're making really good time.
We're making good time. I love this. It's great.
Yeah. That's also what we're doing with the podcast. Is we're not going to have super long 2-hour podcast. We're capping it at about an hour.
Yeah, because I feel like that is a usual listener's, like, you know, retention. Like, for example, when I go driving, I love listening to podcasts, and I like listening to music, because you kind of, you know, you're driving, but you're also focusing. You're listening to something in the background, you know, just listening to someone else's voice while you're doing something, it just works. So, like, for example, when I'm walking to college, I just chuck a podcast on and I go for an hour walk to college. It works.
Nice.
Yeah. So, let's talk about something, moving on now. We're going to talk about something which happened, what was it, a week, 2 weeks ago?
It's about 2 weeks ago, 2.5.
Yeah, so a network which used to be alive, which isn't alive anymore, which is the Amicus Network, had their revival event, and one of the owners, out of his own pocket, opened a server and used, you know, the IP and stuff like that to, what did he do? Crap, man. Oh, yeah, he opened the reopened Avicus for the community
to play on for a weekend, as well as opened up the website and all the other different services they had, except TeamSpeak. That's never coming back.
Yeah, that's coming back, dude. No, that's good. I didn't like TeamSpeak.
Yeah, that's true.
I only use TeamSpeak when Discord goes down, which is, it's only happened to me once. Even then, I still have a free TeamSpeak server that just sits there. Or I just boot up TeamSpeak server that's on the server computer. Let's see. So, in the weekend event, we had a little bit of an issue.
We had an issue with that. we were banned.
Not even banned, we were network banned.
Network banned. And we tried hard to get them to let us back on, and they would not budge.
Yeah, it's unfortunate, actually.
It is, yeah.
And so...
What I thought was very logical is we invested... we invested in a VPN.
NordVPN.
NordVPN, to be specific.
Yeah.
Got some old accounts and had a good time.
We did have a good time, and I documented most of it, and I made... How many videos did I make?
Four.
I think I made 4 YouTube videos. Yeah, I made 4 Avicus videos, and they're all split up into 9-minute segments, which you can go and find on my YouTube channel, and you can go ahead and watch them and stuff. What else? So we got a VPN, and what did we do during the event? We only let our trusted friends know what our account usernames were, so then we could all, like, meme around and muck around with each other.
With them, yeah, without running the risk of being caught and stuff, which was...
It happened.
Very nice.
Not that many times.
Yeah. Mainly towards the end, though. Towards the end of the event, they actually paid attention to what accounts we were using.
I remember in the video, one of the things said... Venny came into the Discord and said, yeah, Crazy's just given up. on banning you all is given up.
Just like, given up.
Good. Good. You shouldn't have done it in the first place.
Exactly.
Yeah.
The funny thing is, and what I find really interesting is, we were unbanned on the forums and on Discord for the entire event.
Yeah, some staff member or something
went rogue and went full rogue on,
and unbanned us both from both the Discord and the forums.
So we could see the forums logged in, and we could see the entire Discord from logged our main in accounts. And at the end, we all got in a VC with Austin for maybe 10 seconds before we all got banned.
Yeah, that's funny.
And then posted, I put the lyrics to Despacito as a form post.
As a form post.
Probably the second last form post ever made.
Yeah, it's the second last, because mine was the last. Yours was the last. Said, good chat, boys, good weekend. Here's a link to the first video.
Here's a link to the first video.
Oh, that was funny.
That was such a good weekend.
Yeah.
And then after that, Vinny got banned on the Abacus Discord for
Austin dropped into our Discord, and he's just like, hey, Vinny, enjoy the ban on the Abacus Discord. And he just bans him because Vinny said... because Vinny said in the video, you know what, I don't even care if I get banned from the Abacus Discord, this is just a good meme. And then he gets banned.
And he actually gets banned?
He got banned practically for no reason.
I reckon. I don't think he should have been banned at all. And they're just finding a reason to punish anyone who's associated with us.
This is... I think that is an accurate... accusation.
They don't like us very much, I don't think.
Yeah, no, the committee members. committee.
I think it's just Austin and Crazy. I think Vice. I'm not sure if Vice hates us or not. I don't think so.
What about
Pius? We had him on the podcast. Pius is pregnant.
No, that podcast never went to air, to be... Did it?
Yes, it did.
I thought it didn't.
I'm pretty sure it did.
Huh.
Yeah.
I thought that was the only podcast that never went to air.
No, I think that one did.
Fair enough. Yeah, so... we mysteriously got unbanned. Vinny got banned. I don't know if there was a community uproar or anything, because if anyone knows that they're banned or not. Hold on. I'm going to go onto my other Discord account and find out real quick.
Austin, if you're watching this, close your ears, please.
Cover your eyes, man.
Cover your eyes.
Oh, don't worry, I'm logged into the wrong Discord account.
Ah, nice.
This is epic.
Yeah.
Can we get an epic gamer in the chat?
Epic gamer.
Ah, well. Oh, yeah, I'm still in the Abacus Discord.
Nice.
Just stuff. Boom, boom. Let's see. Yeah, and so... yeah, so thanks again, Austin and Crazy, for a good weekend. Good event.
Yeah, much it actually, appreciated.
It actually really was a good event.
It did, it did.
There could have been a little bit better planning to be done.
They could have kept the servers up all the time without them going down.
Crashing
or freezing and that, and Austin getting to drag his butt online to fix them.
Yeah, because they crash and froze when he was asleep. To be honest, I wouldn't do this either. I wouldn't wake up at like 3 a.m. to go fix a server that's frozen and multiple people are pinging me.
But would you get someone else who would be on during that time and give them the power to fix it?
Smith would have the power to fix it, but yeah, Smith said that only not. Austin has access to the box or the account. It's under his billing address, so I can understand why.
Fair enough.
There could be some things that...
could be smoothed out for hopefully the next one. And if there is a next one, we'll see you there, boys.
See you there.
See you there.
Expect another 4 videos.
Hell yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, and so if you want to watch all the highlights from that weekend, you can go jump over to my channel. If you just search on YouTube, Shadow Wolf Avicus, and Avicus is spelled A-V-I-C-U-S. Why did I have to question myself in that spelling?
Yeah, and, that's right. It'll be there.
All the four videos will show up in the search results right there, and you can go ahead and watch them. Yeah.
Yeah.
And so something else maybe a week later. And what happened a week later?
What happened a week later is we retired from our administration positions on the Vector MC network.
Yeah.
And for those who don't know, Vector is the join Zildith and Pagoda back when those still existed as individual networks. They sort of combined, and I think the main idea behind it was an Avicus continuation to keep Avicus going in terms of the games and all that.
Yeah.
And they got us along to as administrators to help.
Help manage. Out with administration, documentation type thing.
Help get them on their feet.
Yeah, so we created a document system and we got them started. We gave them folders, folder structure,
policy,
templates.
Yeah, templates and all that.
Yeah, we gave them a starter policy, policy agreements, and we got all this. We basically kicked out all the inactive staff and made sure that
those who were there wanted to be there.
Yeah,
in terms of the staff team.
I don't know what the staff are doing now.
I'm not sure what's going on now. Really?
Yeah, I haven't seen any form of staff announcement, and I haven't seen. I know the development chat and the GitHub channel. There's commits going out every single day. People always working on stuff. They really need to work on their social media, like their presence, and actually getting players. And you
know,
that's
true. This is when they. Now that we have a website, now that they have a website, and I'd say fairly stable servers, I think now they should start to push advertising out a bit.
Yeah, and you know what they said to us for about maybe a month or two. Yeah, we'll work on advertising. We'll get advertising going, and it'll be great. But I haven't seen anything happen.
No.
Like, yeah, you know, do stuff like giveaways and other stuff like that. Do
host
stuff
events
like,
and that. Yeah.
Yeah, host events, hosting events.
Hosting an event would really work. Because I think the only event they've really done is they did a warm-up to the Avicus weekend. I don't think that went well.
Yeah, I don't think anyone played. There was a portion of time where four people came on.
Oof.
Type thing. Yeah, but something that would be good, right, is to have some form of a goal that you have to achieve in game. First person that gets to that goal, the first person that has a highest point or highest mark
gets a reward.
Gets a reward, you know, like $15 PayPal, $10 PayPal type thing. It gives users an incentive to get on, get the highest reward, and if it's just one person getting on and doing something, or just two people getting on and doing something, a bunch of users will start to log in, and it will actually create some form of
competition.
And even if you want to do this weekly or monthly or bi-weekly, you just got to set it up and deliver
actually
the event correctly.
Yeah, as well as market and make sure people know it's happening.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So, you know, we've given the administration team everything. We've handed it all over to them.
Left the ball in their hands, so to say.
Yep.
We haven't left the team entirely. We're still advisors, and Shadow Wolf's still a developer. So we're still working with them, just in a less committing, less full-time role.
Yeah, because it comes up to February. The semester for in Australia is starting.
Yeah.
Cammy's got school. I've got college, and it all just kicks up in February when
everything starts again.
Yeah, that's epic.
Yeah, man.
Epic, man. Yeah, so...
That's... Hopefully they actually do stuff and make the server something good.
Yeah.
Which we know they can do.
They can. They have the power to do it. They have a good administration team.
They just need the motivation and the drive to do it.
What I'd recommend doing is actually getting into some form of administration meeting, which is easy for them to do, because all in America under one time
zone.
That
was such
so
a pain in the ass to organize before.
I had to do the meeting on a train.
But still, administration and any staff meeting in general has always been difficult as an Australian. Even on Abacus too.
What time did you have to get up for admin meetings and senior meetings?
Like 6-7 in the morning.
Yeah, it's hard to do stuff like that.
Because you're trying to please three different time zones: EU, AU, US.
And there is no like real like sweet spot really for all three time zones. And
it's
especially
just one's got to sacrifice staying up later or getting up earlier or.
Yeah, and that's the hard part, that's the hard bit. So do you have any final closing words, anything that you'd like to add before we kind of end out the podcast? We're actually going to end the podcast in under an hour. I was actually really surprised.
That's awesome. Yeah, but any last go rate the podcast on iTunes.
Leave a review and we'll feature it next episode.
Make sure to email in with any topics or questions and that you want us to answer, because again, we're really focusing on that community interaction aspect of the podcast.
There was one server that didn't do that.
Oof. That's true. Yeah,
we're not naming names here.
Not at all, no. Yeah, we want to know what you have to say, and we value you as our audience. So sounds email in. Gay. Yeah, it is very gay, but that's not the point.
Yeah, just kind of like ditto what Cameron said. I'm actually really looking forward to making an episode 2, see if you guys submit questions and topics. Super free to talk about them all.
Yeah.
I think, that's the end of the podcast.
That's the end of the first podcast, yeah.
Oh, pat on the back.
Pat on the back.
There we go. Big pat on the back.
Unlike the first podcast in the old one, no one was called a Nazi dictator this time, so...
Oh, okay, that's fair.
That's fair.
Someone was compared to Hitler, weren't they?
I think so. I think that was the guy who only got a level 2 staff warning for being on the podcast.
Oh, that's fair. Yeah. So I'm just trying to figure out what date did we actually start talking about doing a podcast? Last Tuesday at midday, we talked about releasing a weekly podcast. I don't know about... weekly, since it kind of depends on what my week contains.
It depends on what we're doing that week, and of course there will be periods where several weeks where no podcasts get put out if one of us goes away or something,
which is why you gotta stick around on in the Discord or on Twitter and feel free.
Because that's where if there won't be a podcast that week for any reason, you'll find out why there.
Yes, that one too.
Yes.
I don't really want to commit to making a Twitter, because that means that I've got to monitor it, and I'm already monitoring the Reddit, the Discord, the emails, and then a Twitter account.
That's fair.
I don't know. You can just stay in the Discord.
Stay in the Discord.
Get in the Discord if you want to be notified about stuff, because that's where I'm usually active. It's all connected to my phone, and I get all notifications. So that is the end of the first episode, first podcast.
Yes.
Yeah. So I'm going to roll my little post-edited, pre-recorded outro clip, and we'll see you in the next one.
Yeet.
Oh my gosh, got him. Thanks for watching the Chill Cabin podcast. Submit your topics and questions to chillcabin@gmail.com. For audio listeners, feel free to leave a review on iTunes, Spotify, or whatever platform you're listening on. And for those watching on YouTube, feel free to comment and subscribe. Join the Discord to interact with the community. Thanks for watching the Chill Cabin podcast. See you next time.